2 weeks of political conventions and a week into the general election campaign. How are voters in Michigan feeling about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? A new poll from the Detroit News and WDIV-TV gives us some insights. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News is here with us. Let's start with the poll findings in the presidential race, Clinton versus Trump. And we have heard Rust Belt states are critical for Donald Trump. What's his story right now in Michigan?
Right now, Donald Trump is trailing Hillary Clinton. Our new Detroit News WDIV poll, 41% to 32%. This 9-point gap comes right after on the heels of the Democratic National Convention. Hillary Clinton obviously tried to get as much of a boost out of that as possible. And Trump has, you know, had kind of a rocky 10 days after his national convention in Cleveland, in which he's been sort of embroiled in one controversy after another and continued sort of infighting with Republican leaders. But the big thing in this poll that really kind of comes out is that Trump is trailing Hillary Clinton by 21 points among women. And most surprisingly, he is trailing Hillary Clinton in West Michigan, Rock Rib Republican territory there. Hillary Clinton leads by 5 points in West Michigan, 6 points in Southwest Michigan. And you got to remember, these are also areas that Donald Trump didn't do so well in the Republican primary back in March. He lost to Ted Cruz in the 2nd and 3rd district around Grand Rapids. He also lost the 6th district down in Southwest Michigan. So he's got some areas and some issues with the Republican base where he's still not, you know, brought everybody home. That's usually the mission when you're at your national convention is to unify the party. Obviously, the spats with Republican Party establishment leaders are pretty well known, and they continue as. And this is recently, in the last couple of days, some of the party leaders, Ryan Primus, the National Committee Chair, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, have been trying to sort of have an intervention with Trump, try to get him back on topic about the economy, Hillary Clinton's record.
Stop fighting with the cons, with the Gold Star family.
Yeah, exactly.
It's certainly the fact that we have seen Mike Pence campaigning in West Michigan, and we've got Donald Trump due to speak at the Detroit Economic Club on Monday. Pretty strong signs Michigan is a priority for their campaign.
Yeah, I mean, Pence was up in Walker at the Deltaplex a week ago. I mean, that's a week out from the national convention, and he was clearly trying to deliver a message that Donald Trump is one of them. He made an emphasis that Donald Trump will appoint justices to the Supreme Court who will seek to overturn Roe v. Wade. I mean, he was trying to tap into that social conservative electorate there, but also very libertarian electorate. And on that front, Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate, polls at 7.5% in our poll here. And he is pulling people out of the Republican base. 30% of Republicans are going with someone other than Donald Trump. They're either undecided. Some are going to Hillary Clinton, not a lot. There's a significant crowd that are leaning towards Gary Johnson. I mean, they're just so turned off by Donald Trump. So that kind of speaks to this problem that Donald Trump has got to pull his own base into the tent if he expects to be competitive in Michigan this fall.
And what about Hillary Clinton? Where's her strongest base of support, either demographically or geographically?
Well, as you would expect, I mean, demographically, women is her best base, but also geographically within the urban centers and suburbia. She does pretty well in Oakland County. She doesn't do as well in Macomb County. Macomb County is Donald Trump's stronghold that kind of ties into his message that's aimed at the Michigan auto worker, message on trade, an issue that he has basically cornered Hillary Clinton on. And he also does well in the UP and northern Michigan. But Hillary Clinton has some pretty strong numbers in southeast Michigan, which is, frankly, you know, where the votes are and where the battle usually is fought.
It is interesting that you know, a week into the general campaign, the general election campaign, and we are hearing Trump making noises about the election being rigged, and I can't believe that my poll numbers aren't higher.
Yeah, I mean, but what Republican strategists are trying to sort of emphasize, and leaders as well, is that when you're off talking about, you know, sort of fighting little spats with private individuals and sort of, you know, running a campaign that's been very social media and headline driven, they're not necessarily going to have the attention of the voter. And so, interesting enough, he's coming to Detroit on Monday to deliver what's being billed as a major economic speech at the Detroit Economic Club. He's going to be essentially appearing before, you know, the titans of the auto industry. who he has been actively criticizing for moving jobs to Mexico over the last two decades. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch there as Trump tries to essentially sell his message to a sort of a sometimes skeptical crowd, actually. One might even think that Hillary Clinton might get a better reception among auto executives.
And we can't let you go without touching on what the Detroit News WDIV poll has found about Governor Snyder, who was reminding everybody earlier this summer, quote, reports of my demise are well overblown.
You know, Governor Snyder is not going anywhere, even though there's a lot of people out there who would like to see him resign, you know, in response to the Flint water crisis. But his approval rating has dipped below 40%. It's at the sort of at the basin as low as it's been in his 5 years in office. And 54% of likely voters disapprove of the governor's job performance. And, you know, as our pollster Richard Zuba noted, I mean, it's probably a good thing that he's term limited because it would be very hard for him to run for re-election at this point.
Chad Livengood, Detroit News Lansing Bureau. Appreciate it, Chad. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.